show them to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asur Bas Rachol Shishi B'zecher Afan Drusivag Hagon Bikur of Mamish. We have one last Mishnah that talks about Mipnei Darkei Shalom. The Mishnah tells us Mash Elas Isha L'Chaverta Chashuda Al Shvias Nafa Ukvara V'Yerchai V'Taner. A woman is allowed to lend her friend who's Chashuda Al Shvias. Her friend is not trusted with the sanctity of Shemitah produce, but she's still allowed to lend her a sifter, a sieve, a millstone, or an oven. Avoloi Tavar V'Loi Titchanima, but she's not allowed to sort or grind with her. That's because it's being misayeya lo'ivra vera. You're physically helping someone do an avera. Just lending one of these things so that the other woman could work with it, that's not a problem. But actually doing the work with her, and that means you're not going to be treating shemitah produce properly, so that's not allowed to be done. Furthermore, eshes chaver mashal sol eshes ama aret, the wife of a chaver, who's careful with maestris, and as we're going to see, toma, is allowed to lend the wife of an ama aret, who's not careful with maestris and toma, the following things, nafu kvara, a sifter and a sieve, uvairaris, vitochenes, umrakedes ima, as she's allowed to sort and grind and sift with her. And that's because most amaratim are actually careful to take off maestris, and therefore there's no problem over here. There's no avera being done. Aval, however, mishatato lamayim, once the wife of the amaretz pours water into the flour, lo tiga ima. The wife of the chaver, this wife of the talmud chacham, is not allowed to touch it with her, lefisha ein machzik in deyav avera, because we're not allowed to be machzik, we're not allowed to physically help out someone doing an avera, and the wife of the amaretz is not careful with tomentara, which means she's most probably being metame this dough, and now that the water was poured in, it becomes tame, and there's a chiv of chala, and that means that the chala is going to be tame, and that's called helping someone do an avera. And so at this stage, the wife of the chaver has to refrain. Kulon loy amru el pnei darkei shalom, and all these things that we said that are allowed to be done is only because of darkei shalom, is to keep the peace and make everyone happy and ensure that there's happy relations in between these two different factions and groups in Am Yisrael. Another day, u'machzikin day goyim b'shvias, one's allowed to be machzik. He's allowed to encourage non-Jews who are working their fields on shmita. Obviously, goyim are allowed to work their fields on shmita in Eretz Yisrael, so you're allowed to tell a goy yasher koyach, keep it up, good job, avolay de Yisrael, but you're not allowed to tell this to a yid because also for a yid to work his land on shmita, and that's called being machzik yidei avra veira. And lastly, v'shalom b'shleiman, one is allowed to say shalom aleichem, hello, how are you, to a non-Jew, even on his holiday, b'bnei darkei shalom. And again, this is because of darkei shalom. And moving on to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, going back to discuss shlichus and gittin. This is what we had last left off with in Perek Dalet, talking about this concept of shlichus, that a husband could appoint a shliach to bring a get to his wife, and a wife could appoint a shliach to either bring her get to her or accept her get for her. So the Mishnah says, ha'omer, let's say a man tells a shliach, hiskabel get zel ishti, accept this get for my wife, I hailich get zel ishti, or bring it to my wife, imrat zel achzer, yachzer. If he wants to be chazer, wants to retract and take the get back or cancel it, he could do so, because his wife is not divorced until the get reaches her. However, ha'isha sha'amra, let's say the wife said, hiskabel igiti, she appointed a shliach to accept her get for her. Imrat zel achzer, if the husband wants to be chazer, after you already handed the get to the shliach, lo yachzer, he can't be chazer, because the moment it reaches the shliach's hand, the wife is automatically divorced. Lefikach, therefore, im amr lehabal, if the husband told the wife shliach, I don't want you to accept the get for her. I want you to take it and give it to her. In this case, if he wants to be chazer, even after giving the get to the shliach, he could be chazer. That's because he changed the designation of the shliach. Originally, the shliach was coming as a shliach lekabala for the wife, and the husband saying, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabala. I want you to be a shliach lehoilacha. I just want you to bring the get to her. And that's why the husband could be chazer. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Afay meres, even if a woman tells her shliach, toil li giti, take my get for me, imrat alachzar, lo yachzar, if the husband wants to be chazer, he cannot be chazer, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the lashon of toil li giti is the same thing as hiskabel li giti, and therefore the moment the shliach receives the get, the wife is automatically divorced. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to talk about shlichus by a get. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.